After winning last weekend's series against the LA Angels, the Detroit Tigers had a chance to make another series win against an AL West opponent. And thanks to a key strikeout of the Rangers' Adolis Garcia, the Tigers held on for a 9-8 victory over Texas on Sunday. Joe Jimenez got the final two outs in the ninth inning as the Rangers scored three in the eighth and another three in the ninth. Garcia's strikeout ended his 23-game hit streak. Harold Castro had five RBI for the Tigers, who are off tonight. The White Sox gave up the go-ahead run in the top of the ninth inning on an RBI double from Arizona's Jake McCarthy in a 3-2 loss to the Diamondbacks. Arizona sweeps the three-game series with Chicago as the White Sox slip to five games back behind Cleveland for first place in the AL Central. The White Sox are also off tonight. Milwaukee's Christian Yelich and Colton Wong homer for the second straight game to help lead the Brewers to a 9-7 victory over the Cubs to take two of the three-game series in Milwaukee. The Cubs have lost 6 of 9 and are in Toronto tonight at 7:07. The NFL preseason closed out on Sunday, and the Lions end the exhibition season with a 1-2 record after falling to the Pittsburgh Steelers 19-9. Detroit starting quarterback Jared Goff did not play, as the never-ending battle of the backup quarterbacks for Detroit played out once again between Tim Boyle and David Blau. Saturday, the Bears finished the preseason at 3-0 with a 21-20 victory over Cleveland, and the Colts beat Tampa Bay 21-10 to finish their preseason at 1-2. The NFL regular season kicks off a week from Thursday with the LA Rams hoisting their Super Bowl banner against Buffalo. Game 1 of the WNBA semifinal series between Chicago and Connecticut, and DeWanna Bonner had 15 points and 9 rebounds to lead Connecticut to a 68-63 win in the opening game of that best-of-five-game series in Chicago on Sunday. Game 2 is not until Wednesday. Midwest League Baseball on Sunday, South Bend beat West Michigan 7-1, Great Lakes with a 4-3 win over Fort Wayne, and Wisconsin beat Lansing 5-2. Over the weekend in junior college athletics, the highly anticipated opening volleyball game at Southwestern Michigan College's new First Source Bank Fieldhouse against Lake Michigan College, and the Redhawks put a damper on the party as LMC takes the game 3-1. LMC also then beat North Central Michigan 3-0 to finish first on the day in the tri-meet. SMC also beat North Central 3-2 to finish second. Coming up tonight in high school sports, in boys soccer, St. Joe's home to face Battle Creek Central. Our Lady of the Lake is on the road at Cassopolis. South Haven travels to Holland Black River. Pawpaw is at Buchanan. Bangor is at Brandywine. New Prairie is at New Buffalo. Berrien Springs is at Bloomingdale. Coloma is at Bridgman. Wadvalet is at Constantine. Mattawan is at Plainwell. And Lawton is at Kalamazoo Hackett. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Monday, August 29th, I'm Dave Wolfe.